Medics, the FF Educator, joined as always by John Lobb, the Gridiron Scholar. This is the Marshawn Lloyd Rookie Profile. And John, I got to tell you, in a running back class where there's a lot of choose your own flavor, a different variety of opinions for the running back one, I'm going to lead off this episode by saying he's not my running back one, but I'm surprised he doesn't get more discussion amongst these, you know, top three, top five running backs. I'm glad we're profiling Marshawn Lloyd because it's a really electric profile.
I agree. Marshawn Lloyd, as more and more people are coming out with their rankings in the national media, Matt, he is all over. I've seen people with him at like number two, and I've seen people with him at like 11. Like there is such a wide variety of perspectives on Marshawn Lloyd. Those of us in the Devy community and college fantasy football universe, we've known for him for a while now. Coming out of high school, Lloyd was a four-star prospect, and he played in the opening finals in the Under Armour All-American Bowl. He also competed in track and field. And I believe my memory in like CFF Dynasty drafts, Matt, he was like a top five selection because he ends up in South Carolina in 2020. And I do remember scrolling on Twitter, now known as X, that unfortunately he suffered a season ACL tear during the second day of training camp. I just remember that as one of those messages that come across on Twitter. So he sat out the whole season and people like myself had, you know, selected him for our dynasty leagues. As a redshirt freshman in 2021, he saw limited action in 12 games while recovering from the injury, which was probably the right move by South Carolina and the coaching staff to give the young man enough time. In 2022, he finally got on the field and he paced the Gamecocks in rushing with 573 yards and 9 scores, Matt. So he begins to show some of that promise that we had hoped for him when he was in high school coming into college. He makes a business decision, and he's going to transfer to USC in his final collegiate campaign. And last year, Matt, he was unbelievable as a Trojan. He set career bests in carries with 116, yards with 820. More importantly, he averaged 7.1 yards per carry. He also corralled 13 passes for 232 yards and 9 total touchdowns. What was most impressive when I'm looking at him, Matt, he had 24 runs of 10-plus yards. That means 21% of his carries were over 10 yards. That's pretty amazing there. And then he went to Senior Bowl week, and he pops up, and he's really, really impressive in the drills. Incredible reports about Marshawn Lloyd. People who were there seem to really like him and have him more highly ranked. And then he goes to Combine, Matt. I was worried about the 40. He shows up in a 4.46. He doesn't run the 20-yard shuttle or the 3-cone drill. But he shows us that he still has that speed, which ironically we saw on film. He definitely has gained a lot of his speed. Matt, I know he's an interesting running back in a class that is not loaded with top-end talent. What does your film study say about Marshawn Lloyd?
With Marshawn Lloyd, the tape review is really important because you mentioned, John, over the course of his career, not a ton of volume. So it's really important to look at the quality and see if we can offset there the lack of quantity. And when it comes to Marshawn Lloyd's profile, we got to start here by talking about the athleticism. He is a super twitchy athlete. You know, if you are looking at running backs and you want hyper-athletic guys, you want guys who can make players miss in space, have that lateral agility ability. That's Marshawn Lloyd to a T. You know, you mentioned, John, I don't, you know, that 40 time, it didn't surprise me. I think he's quicker than he is fast, right? So when I say that, you know, I'm talking about a guy, he moves better east to west than north to south. You know, he's going to be able to move laterally, make guys miss, and he can accelerate well, but it takes him a little bit more time. I do think he's got great downfield acceleration. You mentioned we do have some examples of that. He's a home run hitter, right? He's more of that electric profile. You mentioned it, 7.1 yards per carry, but 116 touches overall in his final season. I like his vision, John. I think he's a decisive runner. You know, he's able to understand when gaps are open, and he's going to hit those gaps. Now, I will say, to balance that out, I think he's a lot more comfortable working off tackle and outside of the tackles, right? Now, that might be the USC offense, but he definitely looked better outside the tackles, especially in this final season. So there might need to be a little bit of refining there in between the tackles at the next level. He's not overpowering. You know, he's not a bruiser running back, but for somebody who I mentioned is that athletic, he shows really good contact balance. Like the strength, you can check the box, right? He's not going to be one of the five strongest runners in the class, but you can check the box. Good contact balance. And if you watch the USC tape with Marshawn Lloyd, you're going to see him throw a couple stiff arms. And he's actually got a pretty mean stiff arm too. So that makes him, you know, fun just to watch. And you know, the pass volume, it's not been super high. But when he was utilized in the passing game, I thought he was really effective. He's got reliable hands, and I think he showed the ability to turn upfield and gain yards after catch. You know, the way that he could be used in the NFL, and I'm not drawing a one-to-one comparison here, but I see a lot of Rashad White in the type of role he could have in an NFL offense. And now, obviously, Rashad White's got a ton of volume. That's to be determined with Marshawn Lloyd. But I bring that up just to mention, I think there's a really high ceiling when it comes to Marshawn Lloyd, and it really shows up in his tape profile. John, just like there is a very high ceiling for anybody who joins us over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. Folks, I got to tell you, even since our last set of rookie profiles last week, folks just keep flooding in. It is such a fun time to be a part of the Rookie Big Board community. We have our Discord super active, trade advice, roster advice, all that good stuff. We have in-depth rookie rankings. You can compare that to Dynasty and Devy rankings. I've got a ton of people, you know, talking about they're doing startups right now. Some have those Devy picks in there. We're helping them get that personalized advice. And John, maybe most important, by the time you hear next week's set of rookie profiles, volume one of the 2024 Rookie Big Board Rookie Guide will be out. I got to tell you, I'm wrapping it up now. It's going to be just about 100 pages, if not more. So this thing is a beast. It's going to be full player profiles on over 75 guys in the class. If nothing else, you got to get in there for the rookie guide. Volume 2 will be updated the Sunday after the NFL draft, so you can be ahead of your league mates as always. All right, that's over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. All right, John, we talked about the film here. We talked about the background. I'm pretty curious here how Marshawn Lloyd's going to fit into a model for you.
Matt, my model likes Marshawn Lloyd because I'm looking for efficiency as much as volume, probably more so than volume. Now, the first thing we haven't talked about that I think is very important, he's 5'9", 217. Matt, his BMI came out to 32. That's pretty spectacular. We do know that there is a significant likelihood of a running back over 30 BMI being successful. So he clears a very important hurdle in my model. I do like the 5.6 yards per carry over his career, but we saw that big final boost of 7.1 this year. The 4.46 and the 40-yard dash is great, but you mentioned his contact balance, Matt. He had yards per contact per attempt, 3.97. Every time he got hit, he gained almost 4 yards afterwards. Ooh. Now, a lot of that was on the outside. I agree with you. The film, he does like the outside. However, That is also somewhat context, right? Lincoln Riley's offense. So you do have to understand what you're looking at and why the volume numbers are not as spectacular, because there's other things. Scrimmage yards dominator, 19%. Not what I necessarily love, but in a Lincoln Riley offense with a quarterback who can run the football with his legs, that's not so bad. Also, USC got blown out a bunch of times, Matt.
Late in the season,
they were not running the football much late in the game. So there are reasons why some of the volume stats don't necessarily pop off. The 34 career receptions, I would not consider South Carolina or USC as either offensive schemes that are going to highlight their running backs. I think he's proficient. I think he can handle a pass catching job. I'm not sure if he's going to run 30 yard out down outside the hash marks, but screen passes, quick passes in the flat, he's absolutely proficient at that. Matt, my model likes him. My only last concern, we don't see the medicals at the combine. If he gets third round draft capital, the medicals are good. The NFL teams are happy. I might move him up in the rankings depending on landing spot. However, if he goes day three, late fourth, early fifth, that might be a little warning sign what the NFL thinks of him. So draft capital and landing spot are going to determine his final ranking. I like him, Matt. What your fantasy football fans know?
You said round three, John. That's the type of draft capital that I expect him to have. I do have Marshawn Lloyd with day two late NFL draft capital. So that's picks 51 to 102. I could see him being in that 90s range, that, you know, really kind of pushing that envelope, but I do think he hears his name called. You're right. It is going to be pending clean medicals. What's good about it is we're a couple of years removed from the injury. So that's optimistic, but you never know what that long-term damage could look like. I expect him to go just about 209 to 212 in a super flex rookie draft. I would actually, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if he ends up more of a mid-second round pick. Again, I mentioned it right off the top. I'm surprised we're not hearing more about him. I think he could be a big post-NFL draft riser, but you're listening to this episode, so you're already ahead of it here. He's going to fall into my flex filler tier, right? And so when we talk about flex fillers with the rookie big board system, we're talking about the type of guys, you know, they're not always going to be in your running back one slot, but if you have a weaker lineup, they're your running back two, or they're filling into that flex role. They're going to have, you know, running back 24 to 48 type weeks fairly consistently. And in our current fantasy football landscape, that's a valuable player to have, especially if you can get them late in the second round. So I'm going to have a good level of exposure to him. When I say good, I mean 26 to 40%. If I'm sitting there back into the second round, Marshawn Lloyd's an option. I'm going to go ahead and take advantage of that option a pretty good amount of times. And for my value comparison here, I'm going to go with Tajay Spears. Just updated the rookie big board dynasty rankings. So we have that adjustment with a split backfield between Tajay Spears and Tony Pollard. I think Marshawn Lloyd, he's going to start off in a split backfield. And depending on who his backfield mate is, you know, there's some folks who like Tajay Spears more than Tony Pollard. There might be some folks who like Marshawn Lloyd more than his backfield mate. So it'll be really interesting to see kind of how they pair up and how that volume can shake out. But overall, John, positive impression here of Marshawn Lloyd, somebody who I think we both expect to hear more chatter about over the next few weeks. And we appreciate you checking out this episode of The Rookie Big Board.